It turns out Hardung was in a recreational kayak meant for calm waters, clearly not this. On his head, a bicycle helmet, not suited for these dangerous rapids. This morning, he's grateful to his rescuers.
These are complete strangers. There is a gentleman, Obadiah, that jumped in the water, regardless of his own safety.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. What else could go wrong? A lot, probably. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. Through my Facebook site, we do this live. We do the shows when we do them live on Wednesdays. And if you cannot listen to the show live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. And if you go to Podbean and type in Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, it will give your choice of which way you can subscribe to that. And the analytics have been going crazy. All the previous shows have been uploaded except for their last four, because I haven't even edited them because, well, we'll get into that in a moment. But as I always like to start the show the same way, I always start it with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Now, you may notice the background's different. My green screen's a little wonky. I'm sitting down again. I'm not standing up like I normally do. I got my laptop here. You can't see it's out of frame. I've got my mixer board here. You can't see it's out of frame, but you can see the microphone and then my headset. So I'm trying to get my tech worked up so that it is very seamless. And I'm not doing a lot of the video Facebook stuff. I'm only doing it because when you do it live, if you just see a regular screen, a lot of people are going to tune out. So that's why I'm on right now. I worked today, so I was doing a bunch of other things. It's warm in the house, so I'm wearing a t-shirt. But I was thinking, because I know my wife would say, oh, well, you know, if you're going to go out live, you should look presentable, which she is right. And I think I am presentable. I think I've lost a little bit of weight. I look good. Look at the guns. Oh, I always go the wrong way. I'm back on the paddleboard. Here's the funny thing. We had very nice weather last weekend. I went on the paddleboard. Last year, what I did is I got a fiberglass paddleboard, and I cut it, and I kind of smoothed it out, and I did all these things. So it was a two-piece paddleboard. For those of you who don't know, the two-piece is the long pole, and the paddle is permanently affixed to that, and then it's adjustable, so that's a two-piece paddleboard. A three-piece paddleboard is the adjustable piece, the long pole, and then the paddle connects to that. So what I did is I made my own using a fiberglass pole, and I took two poles and I made one pole, and I had the connections, and it was working perfect. And I went out and I was paddling, and apparently I didn't affix, as they say, I didn't affix the paddle to the post as well as it should have. And as I was paddling, my paddle fell off and then fell into the river and sank to the bottom. So I had to paddle back, just using the pole. It's just a thing. It's just a thing, and you have fun. But I'm going back on the board. Tomorrow I'm going to go back out again. It's going to be nice tomorrow. The wind's been kicked up, so I haven't been able to go out. Plus, I've been working almost every single day on the trolley. Been working as stand-up, doing a lot of that. I got to tell you this. My friend, Paul, who does the Paul Report, he took up a new hobby. He does photography. So he has an old DSLR, and I was in the market to get a new DSLR. So I said, hey, I was thinking about this. You use the camera. Can you recommend? He goes, I got an old one. I'm not using it. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. And I said, oh, can I try it out, see if I like it? He goes, well, if you like it, you can actually buy this one. So you got to see this. It's the DSLR. It's one, just so you know, I'm not messing it up. One lens, two lenses, three lenses, and the mother of all lenses. So I got four lenses. You got a power, a bunch of batteries for it. It's got an HDMI thing to hook up to the computer. And I had it all set up and I was going to use it tonight, but I ran up against the clock, so I couldn't do it. But I'm very happy for Paul for letting me borrow this. I am more than likely going to purchase it because I dig it, but I've got all this other stuff. I actually bought, my wife doesn't know this, I bought a bag on Amazon. I bought a bag for the camera. So it was like $18, but whatever. It's my money. I can do what I want. She does what she wants for her money. Everybody's having fun because you got to have fun. She's probably watching right now. If I know my wife, she's watching. Oh, and speaking of my wife. Oh, before I get into that, the weather has actually been kind of weird. Like I said, the air's been very cold, but the sun's been very hot. So I've got a little color in my face. But unfortunately, because I wear long pants, I've got, you know, my normally wintry legs. So I'll be on the board and I'm going to tan those up, I hope. So, but we go, I don't know if you have this where you are, but we're based out in the New England area. I'm in Salem, Massachusetts. And the weather goes from winter to not so much winter to kind of spring to fucking summer. Like there's no, we used to get four seasons. Now it's like, it's like we get the weirdest seasons now. And I just wish they were better. I wish I could enjoy the seasons better. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm cranky. Yeah, if you think I'm cranky, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. My wife just posted I'm cranky. Oh, that's stupid. I got the notifications. I get all these pop-ups thing on the Facebook. I get all the notifications on Facebook is what I meant to say, not the Facebook. So speaking of my wife, big doings. Here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but if you change your profile picture or your cover photo to an old one, it brings up all the existing comments that it ever had forever. So my Facebook page is now a little bit more customized. What I did, I changed my cover photo to my paddleboard with my wet shoes on the base of the board because I'm back of the board and that's what I'm doing. I also changed my profile picture to my wedding photo because This Saturday night is my 11-year anniversary with my lovely bride of 11 years. We've known each other for over 20 years. And we've been married for almost 11. And I like to say many happy returns, but I don't know if that's because you can't return stuff. I don't know if that's the right phrase. But it's our 11-year anniversary. So you want to hear something funny? I am such a comic and she is such an actor that I booked a show. I booked a show on my 11th wedding anniversary night. I booked a comedy show and my wife booked a tour on that same day. We're such performers. So, but I want to officially wish my wife a happy anniversary through this because I'm only on Facebook to do this. And to clear my browser history or however, clear the notifications. I hate all those bubbles. I'm type A. I can't deal with it. So happy anniversary, Karen. And with that being said, let's talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
Oh, my wife said I'm going to miss you that day. I'm going to miss her that day, too. She posted that. So it's weird because it doesn't... Yeah. Oh, there's the comments. I was like, why can't I not see the comments? It was weird. So So, and I'm very far away from the microphone. I feel like I'm not as loud, which sometimes is good. I had to shut the window because somebody's got an air conditioner. I'm like, really? An air conditioner? That's what I mean. The weather's wacky out here. So I've been doing this for a while now, and it actually, I know this is supposed to be a comedy show, but this is, I like this to be like an educational program too. So this day in history, I go through hundreds and hundreds of years to tell you about what happened. Now, I don't know if you know this. In 1619, Hugo the Great was sentenced to life in prison. Do you know who Hugo the Great was? No. No. Nobody knows who Hugo the Great was. Everybody knows who Alexander the Great was. Fucking Hugo the Great in 1619. What was so great about him? Nothing. He went to jail for life. On this day, 1631, John Winthrop is elected the first governor of Massachusetts. I only say that because I live here. On this day, in 1642, Montreal, Canada was founded. On this day, in 1652, Rhode Island enacts the first law declaring slavery illegal. Now, let's put that in perspective. 1642, the witchcraft trials were 1698. What? We weren't a country until 1776. Let's put some shit together. On this date in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte proclaimed Emperor of France. You're welcome. In 1830, Edwin Budding of England signs an agreement for the manufacture of his invention, the lawnmower. What? If for all you folks who think the lawnmower is a new invention, let's go back to 1830, bitches. Fucking 1830. That's why I got to shut the window, because people do the lawnmower. That's why I do it on Wednesday night. Nobody's got anything going on. On this date, today, by the way, is May 18th. I should have said that from jump, but whatever. On this day, 1852, Massachusetts rules all school-aged children must attend school. What? School-age children must attend school. Yeah. I don't think they know things too good. On this date in 1860, the Republican Party nominates Abraham Lincoln for president. On this date in 1910, passage of Earth through the tail of Halley's Comet causes a near panic. Wow. How did we ever walk upright and get out of caves? I don't know. 1927, Grauman's Chinese Theater opens in Hollywood, California. Also, the Ritz Hotel in Boston opened on this date in 1927, the year my dad was born. On this date in 1933, the first Major League All-Star Game was announced for July 6th at Kaminsky Park. It will be played as a part of the Chicago's World Fair. On this date in 1934, the Academy Award was first called Oscar in print by Sidney Skolsky. Slosky. Let's go with Slosky. Moving on. 1951, the UN moves its UN's headquarters to New York City. 1953, Jacqueline Cochran is the first woman to break the sound barrier. Now, first of all, I did not know that. I didn't know a woman specifically broke the sound barrier. It's just ignorance. It's not a sexist thing. I'm sure women could go as fast as men. We're gonna get some phone calls. Let's hope so. So I didn't know that there was a woman who actually broke the sound barrier. You know, you kind of think about it in general that people have, but I don't kind of separate that way. Chuck Yeager was the first person to break the sound barrier, and Jacqueline Cochran was the first woman to break the sound barrier. Now, this I think is pretty significant, and I never put this together because, of course, I didn't actually think about this. But on this day in 1965, Gene Roddenberry suggests 16 names, including Kirk, for Star Trek captain. Okay, now, You may think those two are unrelated, but if you are a Trekkie like me, and you may not have known this, you know that Zefren Cochrane discovered warp drive. I'm saying it to you like you're going, no, I, how are you supposed to know that? My wife's like, Zipper Hoovern? Zefren Cochrane. He discovered warp drive. And I think it might have been a little, it's kind of, I don't know if they're related, but I would like to think they were, that Gene Roddenberry eventually used Zefren Cochrane as a, maybe a future relative of Jacqueline Cochrane, who is the first woman to break the sound barrier. So that's what I got. Oh, there was something else, but no, it's not good. All right. And now, of course, today's famous birthdays. Tina Fey is 52 years old. George Strait, country singer, he is 70 years old. Teresa Giudice, I don't know how to pronounce her name because she's on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's 50. Pope John II, 1920-2005, today was his birthday. He died, he was 84 years old. And Robert Morse, now you may not know who that is, but if you ever saw the TV show Mad Men, he was the older gentleman who required everybody to be barefoot in his office. He died this year, and he was 90 years old. Let's move on, because I got a guest coming up. Oh, my goodness. I could not wait to get this comic on my show. Gina D will be joining us during the after the break. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. You know what today is? It's hump day! Woohoo!
How happy are people listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia? Happier than a person with a hump on their back. Listen live every Wednesday to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
Hump day!
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Gina D.
Another great thing about social media is you no longer have to talk to humans in person. Last Sunday was Mother's Day. I didn't see my mother. I didn't even call her. All I did was post an ode on Facebook. My dearest mother. From the moment my head came crawling out of your birthday canal, amazing of mothers on this planet. And I hope you have the most amazing of days, because I won't be there. Love, Gina. It helps if you're British, too. If I have a problem with a friend or they're annoying me, I don't tell them in person anymore. Just post a cryptic meme. So much better than doing it face to face. Make a room. Let them wonder if it's about them. Let all your friends wonder if it's about them. Intuition. That's the most honest friend you'll ever have. Is that about me? Maybe. Sometimes in life, real situations expose fake people.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me, I think, via the phone, the very funny, aforementioned Gina D. How are you,
Hello.
Gina?
Hello. Hi,
she is.
How are you?
I gotcha. I didn't think I'd be able to do this. I always have my doubts before I get on with the board and everything else. So, see, even the, like the crowd, I have an in-studio crowd. You can't see them because we got you via phone. Gina's from parts unknown. I have to call her. We're tracing our signal through like six different things. But normally I would do video, but we're doing the phone call. So Gina, I'll tell you what, tell my lovely listening audience all about you. How long have you been doing stand-up? Where are you from? What's your deal? What's going on, darling?
So I have been doing stand-up for 4 years. I'm from New Jersey. And it's something that I always wanted to do, but I was a single mom and had to just wait till my son was an adult before I can start doing anything for myself. So I waited.
So he doesn't need a baby formula anymore because there's a shortage.
He probably does need it, honestly, but he's not getting those nutrients right now.
How old is he? How old is your son?
He's 26.
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
It's a slow growth.
I was gonna say, you said I wanted to wait until he was self-sufficient, which means you've been doing comedy 4 years. He's 26, so he wasn't self-sufficient until 22.
No, not quite. Well, when he was 19 and he left, I took a comedy class, but I didn't officially start until 4 years ago. Okay. I started by doing I did an open mic, like a storytelling open mic. That's what I did, you know, when he left. And then I started thinking, like, wait a minute, maybe I could do this. Hold on a sec. So, yep, that's what I did.
Nice. And now, for the folks that don't know, Gina actually was on our virtual show for the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. It was our virtual night, which was Thursday back in January. And it killed it. Killed it virtually. Like, here's the thing.
People
always say, well, on Zoom shows, I'm not a big fan of Zoom shows, the virtual show. I've learned how to just kind of have fun. Like, literally, with this show, no one is fucking listening. Like, absolutely nobody's listening. And I'm having a good time. And I've learned to go, hey, what if there's nobody in a Zoom show? It doesn't mean it's like my podcast. It's the same exact thing. Just having a good time. But you absolutely killed it. You were so funny. My wife, she was, because my wife is she's kind of part of the festival. Like, she's one of these things. She helps me on the back end. Nobody ever sees her. And then she shows up for the events. But she actually, she was like, you have some of the funniest comics. And I go, I always try to get the funny comics. And she always comments. And she's very candid. My wife does not pull punches. If she doesn't think you're funny, it's just like me. If I don't think you're funny, I'd be like, yeah, good job. But if I think you're funny, I'll talk to you for an hour and a half. That's my thing. And you know, you're Italian. You know, if you like somebody, you talk to them. And if you hate them, you don't, you just go, meh.
Yes, exactly. That's how we do it.
But yeah, and you're out of New Jersey, you said, right?
I am out in New Jersey. I do love Massachusetts. Massachusetts is my favorite state. And I went to Northeastern, so I do have a connection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What did you
study? I love them. I am a Husky, and it's my favorite accent. It really is. And everybody says it's so, I'm like, it's so rugged and manly. I love it. It's great.
What?
Yeah, I love it. Is it's it? My favorite accent.
The North.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like the Northeast dialects are some of the most obnoxious.
Well, listen, I'm from New Jersey. We don't have an accent anybody likes, so. Not even us.
Do you know, I was doing it because in my act, I do a ton of accents and dialects in my normal act, my regular stand-up act. And I started doing this thing a while ago. I go, unfortunately, we as Americans mostly, or people in general, listen how somebody talks and we kind of judge them accordingly. And if English is not their first language, and I've had a lot of friends that English was not their first language and they speak, you know, broken English. And I've had my friend's second generation. So his parents are from Italy. And I've had Polish friends where their parents were directly from Poland. And it's one of these things. It's if English is not your first language, you don't sound as articulate. And unfortunately, people will judge you for not sounding, you know, smart. But the thing is, even if you're really smart, if you have a very strange accent, then you're going to be judged that way too. And my example is, if I was, you know, and it's like, ooh, I've just discovered a cure for cancer. You would believe that guy. But if the same guy from like South Boston went, dude, I was in my basement and I figured out a cure for cancer, you'd be like, no, you didn't. You were playing beer pong by yourself is what you were doing.
Right. We don't believe you.
But yeah. But Jersey can be a little, you know, kind of obnoxious and
it's the worst.
But it's really
the worst.
It's not. It's just we kind of listen to it and we go, oh, Yeah.
Here we go. Here she comes.
Oh, it's like, oh, oh,
Yeah, what do you want? Your water? What do you want? Your water? Have a cup of water.
This freaking guy with his water.
Yeah, you want your coffee? What do you want? You want to talk a little bit? Let's talk. What are we talking about?
Oh, we're just making some stuff up. We're not even really talking. This freaking guy.
No.
I'm a tour guide on the trolley, and I had some people from New Jersey. Every time somebody goes, I go, hey, folks, where are you from? And they go, New Jersey. And I go, what exit? Like right away.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you got it. That's the way you got to do it.
We're just highways. We're just a bunch of highways. A parkway or the turnpike, which one you take?
Exit 15 off the Palisades Parkway.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll talk. Let me get off the parkway.
But here's the thing. Your stand-up, you don't have a very thick dialect.
Really?
I don't think
so. Well, I love to hear that. Everybody says I do. Everyone's like, oh, you must be from New Jersey. I think it's just the awe sound, you know, like coffee and talk. But
well, yeah, it's some words. Like, you don't overly hear my Bostonian dialect, but
no, I don't think so. No.
If I have like, I don't know, two drinks, I'd be like, this is the worst fucking thing ever. Like, all the R's are out the window. And I'm saying ain't and wicked and
You got to say it all.
Yes.
Listen, all bets are off. All bets are off. Right.
Well, today, did you hear that today was one of the New Jersey housewives, Teresa, I don't even know how to say her last name.
Caputo. No, I don't know. I'm thinking of Long Island Medium. No, Teresa.
It's Gudis.
Yeah, Judice or Judice, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, don't get
depending
all fancy
on how Italian
on me.
You want to get.
It's New Jersey. Don't get fancy. You want to put that? You want to put that? Hey, look, you're Bridging Tunnel people. You don't put on those kinds of airs for nobody.
Exactly.
But
well, what happened with Teresa?
She's 50 today.
Is she?
Yeah, she looks.
Well, she looks great.
No,
you're like, no, she doesn't.
You know, Tina Fey looks great. She's 52.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Just Google an image. Like, all our listeners right now, just Google an image of Tina Fey and Teresa from the Desperate Housewife. You'd be like,
listen, it's a different kind of look. It's a different kind of.
Yeah.
You know, but it's different than it's. Hey, either way is better than 50 from like back in the day. I mean, when I was 22, I thought 50 was so old.
Oh my God, we all did. Well, the thing was,
now it's like you look at J-Lo, she looks better than I do. When I was 22, she looks better.
My dad was old when he was born. Like, he was always old. He was miserable and old.
Seriously, I know.
No, it's like, I'm 53, and I'm in better shape than my dad ever was since I've known him. I mean, health-wise, my dad was strong. My dad was probably stronger. Like, I don't know, like, because you come over with maybe like your grandparents, because my dad was older, like a grandparent. My dad was 40 when he had me, 45 when he had my brother. And my dad's hands, they like worn like leather, like catcher's mitt. And like whatever he grabbed instantly dissolved in pressure, like bare. And then my friend John, his grandfather, I swear to God, these people built railroads and shit because he shook my hand and I was like, do I owe you money? Like, why are you squeezing so friggin' hard? Like bear claws. And then,
that's funny. I always say my dad's hands are like baseball mitts too because they're giant. My dad has giant hands. It's ridiculous. He just catches baseballs with his bare hands.
Well, I don't know what they were doing, you know, building battleships out of
iron. You had to build with just your hands. That's it.
Yeah.
Not even a hammer.
No.
You'd make a fist and you pound that nail in. Let's go.
You punch it until it works.
That's right. You got this.
You hit the TV till it works. You hit the fridge until it works. You hit your brother till it works. Just hit it till it works.
Yes, exactly.
So what else? And the other thing that a lot of folks don't know, you are actually a teacher.
Yes, I am a teacher. It's a second career for me. I love it. And there's a lot in common actually with teaching. And actually teaching on Zoom is very similar to doing comedy open mic nights because nobody listens when you talk and everyone still lives in their parents' basement. So it's the same thing. But it really is similar. You have hecklers. You have hecklers in the classroom. Those they also go by the name of your students.
No,
that's what they do.
They heckle teenagers you.
They heckle, but you know what it's like. Like hecklers aren't usually mean hecklers. Even when you're out, doing comedy in a comedy club, they usually just want to be a part of the show. And it's the same thing with students. Like they, they're calling out, but not necessarily to be rude. They just want to be a part of things. So you kind of get used to dealing with that.
Oh, God.
And it does help you when you're out in a comedy club doing.
I would say, I know a lot of comics that are teachers. I know a lot of teachers who are actors. I know, teachers in general. I've taught, but I've taught like post, like almost a college, post high school. I couldn't do it like adults, but I can't. And I've really I've taught children, some improv games and things like that. And
yes.
But I just don't. The older I get, the less fucking patience I got. Because right, I can't. Because I'd be
you
like,
you do need patience.
You gotta, because you can't hit them. Like
you can't. No, that's frowned upon these days, Mark.
Fuck. Whatever
you
happened.
You can't hit them and.
Whatever happened to the switch that the teacher would and go, this is a pointer and I'm going to hit you with the pointer. You can't hit the kids with a pointer. I used to get erasers thrown at me from the teacher.
We don't even have pointers anymore.
What?
There are no pointers anymore.
What? There's no pointers? How do you point to things?
I hate to break the news to you.
What do you point to? How are these kids going to learn anything? I'm old.
Can't even throw your chalk at them. Like, what?
What?
No, we don't have chalk. There's no chalk anymore, Mark. There's none of that.
How is there no
different.
Chalk?
No.
Did Johnson & Johnson with the baby powder thing? Because it's all...
No, we don't. Teachers don't use chalk, mostly. I mean, anywhere I know.
What do you have like
whiteboards and we have like Promethean boards.
Hold on. What's a Promethean board?
Oh, I know who Prometheus was. Well, it's him. We have a Greek god standing in the room and he teaches the lesson. That's
Let me get this straight. You have a Greek god in the room, but you can't have chalk. Because you already have a pointer.
Pointers. I just point all day with my pointer. No. I'm just pointing at things in the room. Look over here.
It's called a Promethean board?
Yeah, Promethean board. And it's like you project things so you can, the internet is up there. It's almost like a big TV screen, but also you could write on it a lot. You can write on it.
Is it also like
a giant computer screen.
Is it like the... I don't even know what they're called because it's been so long. It had the light that you put something on top of it, and it had the magnifying glass like an ET head.
Oh my God! And like an overhead projector.
Is that an overhead projector?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yes, when I first started teaching, I used that. And we went to the library and used the microfiche.
On the microfiche, yeah. People like, what's microfiche?
And the cards, card catalog, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dewey Decimal
yeah.
System no, they and took, shit like
we
that.
We don't, we almost have no books in our school library, even. It's all computerized. It's really interesting how much it's changed even from when I started teaching. It's wild.
That's bizarre.
It's wild out there. It's a new world. But my mom went to Catholic school and they forget it. If she was talking to someone, they pulled her ponytail, they slammed her head on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
We don't do that. No, can't do it anymore.
I would still.
No more slamming the heads, I guess. I mean, that didn't happen to me. I was in public school, so we didn't.
I went to vocational school. I got hazed, as they like to say. Hazed. And by hazed, I mean I was thrown in a locker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, yeah. I was not the crazy, cocky kid I am today. I was very cocky, but I was loud about it, but I wouldn't fight anybody.
Well, now I'm like, me too.
Now I'm looking for a fucking fight, but
no, I went to school in the 80s and the early 90s. It was the wild. I feel like kids are so much better these days. I mean, maybe in some ways, no, they just do everything online where they talk about each other. But back then, I mean, it was like you see in the movies where, a group of kids would surround you and fight you.
Yeah. People don't realize it was like The Outsiders.
It really was.
It was a fucking outside. Yes. Now they're like, yes. Oh my God, I'm feeling so depressed because somebody called me out. I'm like, fucking grow a pair of testicles in general.
It's very different. I mean, there were groups of girls waiting to beat me up when I got off the bus back then. In my school, we don't really have fights. I'm pretty lucky. So, in that way, it's gotten better.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school 9 through 12.
Fuck! Jesus Christ!
Yeah. It seems like my dad said, don't do it. It's like going into the wild. They're going to eat you alive.
It's like David Attenborough. There's many high school students roaming about the lockers, but none of them have books. They're far less dangerous than they were a few dozen years ago.
That's so funny. I literally was just talking about a bit I'm doing that's just like that list. Now you were just like, there she is, new teacher, walking in the wilds. They look upon her, their prey. And there she is, vulnerable, eating and prancing like an antelope. But they really are good, I have to say. The kids are pretty good. But teaching on Zoom was not fun.
Yeah.
That was not fun for anybody. But now they come up and say hi to me. I'm like, I don't know who you are. You need to show me a picture of your ceiling fan. I need to see the ceiling fan if you want me to know who you are, because that's all I saw last year. They all pointed their cameras.
You can't be Jacob. You're a stucco ceiling with a dirty ceiling fan.
Right. Did you see that spider up in the corner? Did you get that? Because I saw that on Tuesday Zoom.
Like, I thought that was you.
Yeah.
So, Gina,
I was like, was that you?
So, Gina, let me do this. Let me take our second break. And when I come back, we're going to play a little game with you. And the listening audience is actually going to get a chance. Now, whether they're live or whether they're listening to the podcast version of the show, they're going to have some fun. So stick around and we will be right back. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
It's time for another Week Inspiration. Remember that fighting never solves anything. So just kill whatever you want to fight.
Hi, this is Karen Scalia of Salem Food Tours, and you are listening to Mark Scalia on Radio Irregardless. Yep, I've been a sponsor since day one, and I still haven't seen a customer from this show.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. That was my my adoring bride giving a promo for my show. What did I had something going. Oh, I know what I meant to do. Now, usually I really like to promote the comics. And you, this is kind of a first for me as well. You are one of the first comics that I'm actually producing, promoting through TikTok. So if you want to follow Gina D, you can follow her on TikTok. She's at Fortune Cookie Gina. Let me spell that out for you, because some people, you know, unless they type it in, it's Fortune, Fortune. Nobody can spell anymore. Cookie, Cookie, Cookie. And Gina, Gina, Fortune Cookie Gina on the TikTok.
Wait, I just want to say you just spelled cookie, C-O-O-K-E, I think, and it's C-O-O-K-I-E, that part.
What did I say?
I think you may have said
C is for
you
cookie.
May have said C-O-O-K-E, but you might have just said it quickly. But
oh, it's cook. Yeah. It's C-O-O-K-I-E.
I-E.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what I said.
No, you might have said it correctly, but it might have just been fast.
I say a lot of stupid shit every once in a while. Yeah. Blame it on me. I'm the bad guy. So here's what we're going to do. Now, Gina, you are a teacher. You teach high school, which I got to be honest. I was very good in high school. I enjoyed high school. I learned when I first started high school, because I lived in Chelsea, Massachusetts, and the elementary school that I went to was very good. And I learned quite a bit. Plus, I was a really good student, math, sciences, all that stuff. English was never a very good subject of mine until I realized that English was math with words, and then I got better at it.
Oh, right. True.
It's pretty much the same thing. And once I put it in that perspective, I got better. But to this day, if you ask me things from high school, I probably wouldn't remember shit. So I figured, well, she's a teacher. She knows some stuff. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a little game with you called Ooh. And do you get that reference?
No.
You don't get this? Oh. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me open up the thing. History. It's this one. Oh, you know something? You're too young for that.
What is it?
That's Horshack from Welcome Back, Connor.
Oh my God! Yes, I do know that. I'm like, what is it? I was just talking about that yesterday.
You're a mere child. Weird. You're a mere child. You know, you're very young.
Just a babe.
You're very young, and that's why you don't need books anymore because you're very young. And we had paper scrolls, and actually, we just had a young man, and he was called an edict, and he would read off exactly what we said to other people. We made our own history, and then we were forced to remember it. That's how it was. But you're very young. So, because you're a teacher, I'm going to ask you some questions that you should know, because these are literally elementary school questions. They're literally for first graders. And I think that's the smartest you're ever going to be. And I'll be very honest. I was very smart in junior high school. I got to high school. I learned more, but I felt dumber. I don't know how to say, because I was really into school when I was a kid. And then as soon as I got into high school, it was about, you know, it was about girls and it was about, you know, sports and it was girls and not getting hit and girls. And there was a lot of just girls in general. So my mind wasn't on some stuff. So I really appreciated being very young and learning things. So I'm going to ask some questions that, of course, children in first grade should know. And you're a teacher, so, and you have a son who's 26. So I don't know if you're going to get this. But you're going to be playing directly against the listening audience. And again, the listening audience, they can type in live if they know the answer. There's usually a delay because when you broadcast through Facebook, there's anywhere between a 5 to 12 second delay. So you have the advantage because we're speaking via the phone, which is almost instantaneous. And even if people are listening through the podcast, which they can't, it's not live, but they can also try to play the game too. So they'll see if they can get the answer before you. So are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
We're getting ready to play. All right, it's going to take too long. I just should have pushed the wrong button. Oh, it takes forever. Okay. Well, you know what it is, and I did a whole thing about how TV show themes are very long, and now they're like 8 seconds, and they're not even that long. So if you get it right, you will get this sound, and if you get it wrong, you will get this sound. Now, if you notice, that's from The Price is Right, and the other's from Family Feud, but I can't use either one of them because they're copywritten, but you don't care because it's going very fast and it doesn't really matter. So, let's try the first one as a test, okay?
Okay.
Which animal does the Grinch have as a pet? A, a dog. B, a cat. C, a parrot.
Gosh, I'm going to say a dog. I really don't know.
She said a dog.
Is that
correct? That is correct. Oh, bonus points. Right. Bonus points. What was his name?
I don't know. No idea. Max.
Max. Yeah. You got it right. All right. So that's just the test. Yeah.
No,
so,
I didn't.
Yeah.
What?
It was dog and his name is Max. So that's the first question. That's a try. So, and remember, I found these out. These are just online, literally. These are questions that every first grader should know. Some of them are a little bit risque, but I'm like, but these are real things. So here we go. What is Las Vegas famous for?
Casinos.
Casinos is the right answer. Yes, I would have also accepted
shows.
Drugs, hookers.
Yeah.
But see, now we're into the
first
high school.
Graders know that? First graders?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. That,
but if they
we're in a fast society these days. Drugs and hookers.
Which of the following is a real swimming stroke? A, the caterpillar. B, the butterfly. Or C, the worm?
The butterfly. B.
That is correct.
Yes.
Scotland's national animal is the unicorn. True or false?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I'm going to say, because it's so crazy, I want to say it's true, but maybe it's the Loch Ness Monster. Is that even there?
Well, it's either true.
I'm going to say true.
And you would get it right, because that is true. It's actually on their coat of arms. It's a unicorn.
Wow, interesting.
Yes. And on the back of the flag is the Loch Ness Monster, which is not really a monster, and they proved it. Bigfoot took the picture. Anyway. I'm sorry. He likes to go by Sasquatch, apparently. You got to be all politically correct this day and age. So, number five. How many legs do insects have?
Eight?
No. Arachnids tend to have eight legs.
Oh.
And arachnids are spiders. And actually, there's another, scorpions are a different, scorpions have 10 legs. But insects, all insects have six.
Two? Oh, six?
Two? What the fuck?
I don't know.
If an ant crawled on your leg, how many legs does an ant have?
Yeah, but I guess a bee is not an insect, is it?
A bee is an insect.
But it does have six. Oh, yeah. I pictured two little,
legs. Ants, hornets.
You know what it is? I watch too many cartoons, and it's like a person, but it's a bee. You know what I mean?
In a bug's life, they had only two legs. I don't understand.
You know.
Oh. All right. So you're down
by
one.
They don't wear sneakers either, I bet. That's what you're going to tell me next.
They don't wear sneakers. What? They don't.
What?
Oh. All right. This one's a little trickier. Okay. What species of birds were Skipper, Rico, Private, and Kowalski?
Gosh, what in the world could that even be? I'm going to say, how about a hummingbird?
I'll read it again. I actually forgot the Len part. What species of bird were Skipper, Rico, Private, and Kowalski in the movie Madagascar?
Oh, that changes things.
It does.
But it doesn't for me, because I never saw Madagascar. But I'm sure it would change things for other people. But I feel like that takes place somewhere cold. And what kind of bird would be there? Like
what
a penguin?
Kind of a bird would be
is
there?
Is a penguin a bird? A penguin.
A penguin. I would go with penguin as well. Penguin is correct.
Yes!
All the Madagascar 2, and then they had the Penguins of Madagascar. They did three movies.
Really?
Yeah,
they're popular birds.
They are.
They are popular little birds. They were the little tuxes.
Skipper was the one who talked like this all the time. Kowalski, you're going to be next. And Kowalski was the dumb one, I guess. Rico was the smart one, I guess. I don't know. This is a trick question, but apparently I'm not a fan. How many planets are there in the solar system?
Oh, see? You know? So if you're asking a current first grader, I'm going to say eight, even though people our age know the truth, which is nine.
Yeah, it's fuck it. Yeah, no, something here. No, I don't care.
Oh,
the answer might be eight, but I'm going to go with nine. Fuck that.
Oh. Fuck that. Look, I don't even care. Yeah, how do you say my very educated mother just showed us nine nothing?
Yeah. And all
like
of a sudden,
it's planets.
Yeah, because they deemed Pluto as a member of the Kepler belt.
I know.
And I'm like, shut the fuck. As long as you know something, shut up. Shut up.
I like how the answer was eight, but you're just like, no,
what
is it? It's
nine. I don't like that. These are my new answers. Okay, number eight. What country does spaghetti come from?
Oh, I'm going to say China. Oh, no, but a first grader would say Italy. But
no.
I do think it originally came from China.
No. Well, you're kind of on the right path. But if I said, which country does spaghetti come from? You would have to answer.
I'd say Italy.
Italy is the correct
Yay!
Answer. Right. But you are on the right track. And my brother said China is a... Pluto is part of Disney constellation, my brother said. And he said, China's not the right answer. Because noodles...
Right.
Were invented in China, and Marco Polo, or through the Great Silk Road, pasta was brought back to Italy and then exposed to the Roman Empire. So, yeah. So, right, but I knew so. That as like, I knew that in fourth grade. So that's what I'm saying. I was fucking smart about that.
Yeah, you were.
My brother said Pluto is still not a planet. It's pronounced Gina, my brother said, because that's that's the way.
My actually, my mother pronounces my first name the same way.
Gina?
She calls me Gina.
No, nothing could be finer than to be called Gina in the morning.
Right? That's what I always say.
All right, let's move on before we get in trouble. There goes the tenure. Let's say.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Number nine, what types of food are Monterey Jack, mozzarella, Gouda, and Swiss?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to go with cheese.
Cheese. Cheese would be the answer. These are relatively simple. These are too simple for first graders. We should have just made it harder.
My roommate's probably in the next room going, what does she just keep yelling out? Cheese, Italy.
Like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I'm like, that's why I went with first grade, because I wasn't even going to challenge the other one. And the last one, this one's probably one of the trickiest ones. What is the longest river in the United States of America?
Oh, is it the Mississippi?
It is the Mississippi. Yes, it is. You know, I used to know all the major rivers and the capitals. I used to know that. There was the Mississippi, Missouri, Colorado, the Snake, Erie, the really long rivers, the top five rivers. I used to know all this stuff, but.
Wow, you know a lot. See, I just felt like the smartest person alive with that quiz until you threw that knowledge. You were dropping knowledge.
I know, but you were like, spaghetti is technically from China.
Originally, the Aborigines ate their noodles, but like... I know.
There was originally, used to be an aboriginal name, and when he came first in the tribe, he shared his knowledge for everybody else. What is it? My brother said the most popular. The most popular river in America was, oh my God, I'm not going to say that. The most popular river in America was Phoenix. Stop it.
Oh, your brother.
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix. Oh,
he died of a drug overdose.
River.
My God.
He
was like super talented, and his brother.
He really was.
You know.
Definitely the most talented river.
Yep. Joaquin. He was the Joker. Yeah, he was. Okay, let's move on. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our third and final break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you all the question that I ask of all my listeners. Tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. Oh, first time on stage, by the way. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scully. And still, via the phone is Gina D. And again, you can follow her on TikTok. She's at Fortune Cookie Gina. I was going to say .com for some reason, but it's Fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E, Cookie, C-O-O-K-I-E, Gina, or as her mother says, Gina, G-I-N-A.
And you are Gina? China.
Oh, my God.
China.
Oh, my God.
So, Gina, before we let you go, and it's actually been a blast talking with you, and I'm so glad that we got to catch up again because, you know, during the festival, I don't get to talk to everybody as long as I'd like because it's like it's a Zoom, you're on, you're off, and that's it. But it's great catching up, and hopefully when we go live, you know, next year and there's no COVID restrictions, hopefully,
yes.
Knock on wood, everything will be great. I'd love to have you back. On that.
I had a blast. I really did.
So, but before we let you go, first of all, I'm going to let you know that out of all the trivia questions, you only got one wrong. So Woo-hoo! That means you win.
Yes.
What? Oh, I didn't play it. You win. There you go. You win. And they're chanting. They're chanting. Gina, Gina, Gina.
You win.
So you win. You only got one wrong.
And, that is so exciting. And I got one of the answers right, even though you said mozzarella instead of mozzarella, how we say it in Jersey.
Mozzarella.
Hey, the mozz.
Stop it.
You didn't say mozz.
Yeah, I've got. Stop it. It's like, what's her name? What's her name? The Food Network Italian woman. What's her name? My wife will put it in the comments.
Oh, I know who you're talking what's about, but I can't think of her name. Yeah, I don't know.
She's very beautiful. She's got a giant head and she's got a tiny little body.
Yeah.
She looks like a cooking Pez dispenser. But she's like and she goes, every once in a while, then she starts talking. And I can't stand it when people get ethnic for no apparent reason. Like, and I understand, like, because when you pronounce like it's not pronounced Iraq, it's pronounced Iraq. And that's right. Giada. My wife just posted down on Giada. Gianna De Lorenzo or whatever. Like, is she a housewife? I don't know. They're all ice waves. Anyway, it's Gina De Lorenz tits. What? No, Torrentis. Laurentis? God, I got to get new glasses or a bigger font. Let's move on. Before we let you go, Gina. Please, if you would, tell myself and my lovely listeners about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order because it builds a very nice little kind of
so
thing.
First, so,
yes.
For best, no, first,
first,
worst, and best.
First,
okay. First,
no,
time
no,
on
no.
Stage.
First, best,
worst.
And worst.
Oh, best. Yeah. Okay.
Got to do worst last.
Yes, I'm
because
sure.
We can commiserate.
Yes. So the first time on stage, I had taken a 3-week comedy class. So it was 3 sessions. And then at the end, you have a little showcase show. Your friends and family come. So out of the 40 people there, 10 were my friends and family. So they were laughing, you know, a lot. And it made me feel good. And the comedy teacher was so, you know, supportive and nice. He was telling me how funny I was. And it was a really good first experience. So that was my first time on stage.
Nice.
And that's the video I sent you, actually, that you used a clip from. That was my very
really?
First time doing stand-up.
That's your first time doing stand-up, the one that I just played?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
goodness.
My very first time.
Wow.
So that was the first time. And then my best time, gosh, I've had so many good experiences, but probably the best time was the biggest crowd I performed in front of, which was 250 people. I was opening for Anthony Rodia, and the crowd was laughing so much that I felt like I was a headliner, even though I was just the host and the opener. So it was that was really exciting.
That's great.
So that was the best. Now the worst time came shortly after the first time.
It always does.
So now I felt so confident. I was like, look at me. All right, I got this. Everybody's laughing. I go to my second gig. And the second gig, I can get people's attention. I'm a teacher. Eyes right here. You know what I'm saying? Look me right in the eye.
Yeah.
Everybody was looking, and they wanted to like me. You could see them smiling with their mouths agape. Like they were ready to laugh. And even with that, I just couldn't make them laugh. They just stood there with like almost a laugh through the entire – that 5 minutes felt like 5 hours of watching them just stare with a big open smile ready to laugh. But like I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it happen.
It looked like
it's
fish.
Like when you have a sneeze and you just can't sneeze and you're like on the edge of the sneeze. That's what it was like. So it really – that wasn't very – I don't know how I stayed in it after that. That was a rough one. Yeah.
And then you hit one thing or all of a sudden nobody laughs. You're like – well, that's never happened before.
Yeah, it's shock. And my parents were there at the worst one. They were there. My mother said to me, My mom said after the show, you know, I think you were rushing a little bit through your lines. And I was like, Mom, when we have a football game and the football team loses, everyone's quiet on the bus. It's time to be quiet on the bus. I'm like, I don't think I want a play-by-play of everything I did wrong. So,
did she pull out a pointer and go over to a whiteboard?
Yeah. Folks at home, that in the biz is called a callback.
Yes, that's it's yes. Called, and you always end in a callback. Gina, yes. It's been absolutely great having you. Oh, my God. And I'm so glad you were able to do this. I know that the schedule's kind of worked out a little weird, but I'm so glad you've been part of the show. Thank
so
you
much
for being
fun.
This. This was fun.
Thank you.
And I know it's
Thanks
a school night.
Me.
We got to put you back to bed.
Yes, it's time for bed. I got to get my pointer all ready to go tomorrow.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and we'll talk
Thank
soon.
You.
I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
take
you
care.
So much. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Gina D, everybody. Gina D. Gina. So funny. Oh, just teaching kids. It's crazy stuff. But she's so funny. And again, follow her on TikTok, because it's probably one of these things that eventually I'll have to get a TikTok account to. I'm not into social media, but apparently, I don't know, who knows, but I think TikTok's the devil. But you know something, if you're on TikTok, people are making a fortune, and a lot of people are funny, and Gina is one of those funny people. So if you're on TikTok, follow her. She's at Fortune Cookie Gina, FortuneCookieGina. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Tomorrow is a personal day. I'm going to be on the board, hanging out. No show tomorrow night. Friday, my lovely bride and I are going to spend the entire day together. And maybe the night too. But we're going to spend our makeup anniversary a day before. And then, of course, Saturday night, I will be up at the VFW in Laconia, New Hampshire. But if you're around and you want to come, if you're in the New Hampshire area, I would love to see you folks. But you can always check out more of my calendar. It's at markscalia.com if you want to know more about my schedule. If you want to be a sponsor for this show, a guest, or leave a comment, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Or you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. I'll be back in 2 weeks, June 1st. I may have a guest. I may shoot solo. But we'll see you then.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.